This is the podcast version of the YouTube series, From Here to the Stars. I am your host, Stephen Ewan Cobb. Our guest today is Mark G. Millis, a retired NASA propulsion physicist and aerospace engineer who is also founder, director, and a board member of the Tau Zero Foundation, which is a global volunteer group of scientists, engineers, writers, and entrepreneurs working together to advance the goal of interstellar flight. You can donate to the Interstellar Research Group at our website, irg.space.
Tell me about Tau Zero. Why was it created and what is its goal?
When I was running the Breakthrough Propulsion Physics Project, I had met a number of people that were worth keeping in touch with, the ones that could be visionary and credible at the same time, and you know what the kind of things that they were doing are on the pioneering edge. And as NASA quit supporting that project, and they did let me continue for several years thereon without any funding, just on center overhead, to finish the documentation, which was great. But eventually, with NASA wanting to go back to the moon and Mars, and they were gutting all research. So it was kind of clear that this isn't going to work. Meanwhile, I had just completed what was called a Master's of Physics Entrepreneurship, which is from Case Western. In short, it's to help those scientists and engineers whose work might stumble on a potentially marketable product, how to turn that into a business, or even if you want to. And in my case, I use that to create the Tau Zero Foundation as a nonprofit to keep that network of people that I had met, the ones that were adventurous and credible, together. The thought being is that, you know, right now, informal volunteer contributions, and once I left NASA, then I was able to actually look for funding with the intent of hopefully finding philanthropists who would chip in. And after having shown that, yes, these people with virtually no funding were actually making progress, if you give us more money, we make more progress. The other aspect of that is we use the theme of interstellar more to separate us from what the other aerospace community was doing, which is how do you extrapolate what we know how to do, moon bases, Mars bases, expansion into the solar system, that sort of stuff, which is conceivable with the technology that we can envision. Whereas interstellar flight is such a harder challenge. You just can't do that with extrapolation. So you have to look for completely different modes of operation. To make an analogy, it would be like while in World War II, while most of the aerospace engineers were trying to think of how to make more efficient piston propeller aircraft, smoother airframes, you had some people that were contemplating jet engines, which was a completely different propulsion method and completely different principles and how to make it work and make it work well. And once that succeeded, that took jet aircraft into another realm. Other just quick examples is it's like the difference between carbon paper and a photocopy machine, between steamships and sailing ships, rockets and aircraft, transistors versus vacuum tubes. So while most of the technical community is looking at the next term things, which is necessary, someone should also be looking at, okay, what other things might be out there that are different and are not based on the same operating principles for the same goals that we can research.
Do you have an idea for a podcast or a video series, but don't have the means to produce and edit it? Or are you simply looking for someone to produce and master your podcast or video series? Well, look no further. The team at Videos, Vocals, and Adventures can help fulfill all your needs for your video and podcast series. Visit videosvocalsandadventures.com today and find their contact information page for affordable pricing offers to get your next project started. You can also find previous series they have sponsored to get a better idea of what they do and how they can help. Video, Vocals, and Adventures produces this podcast and video series, From Here to the Stars. VideosVocalsAndAdventures.com. That's VideosVocalsAndAdventures.com. Visit them today.
The other aspect of that is, can you actually begin to tackle these now? Granted, there's some goals that are in the category of beyond what we know how to do, but they're too early to begin working with. And the threshold of when you can actually work on something is if you understand the problem well enough to where you know what the gaps are, and you have enough information to take the next step towards filling that gap. And on many of the interstellar challenges, that is the case, even though they might be far from fruition. And I'll split this into two categories. Two main categories are whether you're trying to do interstellar by vast expansions of the technology we can foresee, which then also requires a completely elaborate and new space infrastructure to bring those into existence. Or do you go back to the physics, the sciences, to see if there are new discoveries which can circumvent the limits of that technology? The analogy of old stuff being vacuum tubes, new stuff being transistors. And in both those categories, there are now attackable problems. On the former, the technology, trying to understand what sort of infrastructure you would really have to develop to bring those items into fruition and how long those takes. There's enough information now to start figuring out that in more detail. And when it comes to the undiscovered propulsion physics, the line of it just being science fiction into the beginnings of science was roughly in the last half of the prior century. The notions of traversable wormholes for faster than light, I think, entered the literature in 1988. The warp drive concept, 1994. And then there has been a variety of concepts for how do you move spacecraft without using rockets or sails. And they kind of spread from 1960s with some refreshed work in 1997. And on those topics, we're at the point where the fidelity of the questions is now good enough, and the amount that we do know and don't know is understood well enough that we know what to do to chip away at the unknown. So it's now an attackable problem, even though we don't know that. And so anyway, back to the Tau Zero, is to provide a venue or some kind of central theme where ideas like that could be investigated. And also, we wanted to make sure that the information along those lines that was presented to the public were reliable. I mean, the kind of sensationalistic things that happen can be very confusing for new students to try to sort out. Is this stuff real? You know, where is the real stuff that we can start working on today? So to try and figure out some way to present that information to the public. And with that, we're in close collaboration with Paul Gilster's Centauri Dreams. He does an article 5 times a week on things related to interstellar, based off of those things which are solidly in the peer-reviewed journals. And when sometimes there's something more controversial, at least the things on that have grounding on the realities behind the situations, not just the hype. And the hope is that by demonstrating that we could make progress and that provided the general service of accurately showing, or to the degree that we could ourselves, where is that line between what we know and what questions you would ask next, that we'd get support to continue that.
And for Tau Zero, whatever the remaining struggle is, where is the struggle? Is it in perception? Is it in funding?
Well, what happened is when I left NASA, it was clear to me that there was not going to be any government funding on anything very long range, at least not for a long time. And I wasn't even going to try for government funding. So the monkey wrench in my plans was when DARPA started the 100-year Starship.
Are you a fan of space and traveling from planet to planet? Great! If you would like to get your company advertised on our podcast and video series, you can reach out to us by emailing us media@irg.space. The Interstellar Research Group has many sponsor benefits ranging from lunar to intergalactic. Be sure to mention that you would like to get your company promoted in the From Here to the Stars podcast and video series. That email address is media@irg.space. media@irg.space. And be sure to check out our website, irg.space, for more information. Thank you, and have a stellar day.
And they wanted it as their own organization rather than availing themselves to the groups that already existed, like the British Interplanetary Society and what we had already started, Tau Zero and Centauri Dreams. And they also dangled $500,000 for that. So this network that I used to have of the people I met over the years where good-spirited collaboration, realizing that there was hardly any funding on this and that it would be a slow road to get it, that collaborative community turned into pockets of competition, which I was not expecting. And that sort of changed the climate on how things were done. And so right now, the biggest challenge for Tau Zero is finding the right kind of help to just take care of some of the business details to keep us going and surviving while we wait for the network of the people who can actually do the work to stabilize back down into something more collaborative. Because there's not really, and I do not foresee there being any serious funding on this topic to feed all those individual different ways of attacking the problem.
Yeah, the 100-year Starship project came and went. I don't remember what year it was.
Yeah, well, also, too, they're having another symposium over Halloween weekend in the San Francisco area. But other than workshops, I'm not really sure what they plan to do. And formally, we're a partner of theirs, as listed on their website, on the subset of the flight technology, but that has never been spelled out in any sort of document or whatever, and there's not much communication going on. So I'm not really sure what is happening with that organization.
As far as the future of Tau Zero, what would be sort of the ideal vision you would have of it, say, in 5 years or 10 years from now? I mean, as the climate, of course, perceptions and funding perhaps changes a little here and there, what would be an ideal future?
Okay, a couple of steps here. Step one would be is transforming from a group of techno geeks on the subject of interstellar flight to ones that are also business savvy and know how to put together the other sort of details of where you go for funding, how you keep up with your network, how you get the best out of your eager volunteers and get that running so the technical people can do their own thing and eventually weave those together. Another step in that is I would love to finish having on our website as accurate as possible status summary of all the different facets and approaches to interstellar flight. Where is that leading edge? Who's working on it? What questions have been answered? What questions are next to answer? So that any new people that want to come into this know where to jump in. And also they're basing it not on sales pitches, but on what seems reasonably accurate to sort out. After that, what I would love, if there was enough funding for supporting research, which has to be somewhere in the neighborhood of between $2 to $6 million a year, is I would love to have research solicitations on a competitive basis for those short incremental tasks, you know, not for some long project, but given the various approaches, try and get people to propose, okay, what's the next step of something that you can complete in, say, 1 to 3 years that has relevance, where you can chip away at the unknowns. You don't have to design a full vehicle. You don't have to figure out warp drive entirely, but just take some of those steps and try and support through that a diverse span of these approaches, meaning not just things on warp drives, not just things on fusion rockets and stuff like that, but across the span, and even sociological issues about society aboard colony ships and what it takes within our own culture to get an accurate grasp of how soon do we need to be doing this versus how fast can we do things and what their relative value are. And then with that, is that have a symposia every other year to look at the findings from all that research and then get another solicitation cycle. And then thinking with that, with cycling through with a whole bunch of small steps across the span of possibilities that eventually, and I'm not sure if that would be a few years or a few decades or even longer, that the realities of the situation will start to become clear enough to where there might be a prudent focus. Because right now it's way too soon to focus on any particular single issue or method.
That was Mark G. Millis. This has been the podcast version of the YouTube series From Here to the Stars, which is created by the Interstellar Research Group. You can donate to the Interstellar Research Group at our website, irg.space. The IRG is a nonprofit organization dedicated to thoroughly exploring the science and engineering that can eventually open up the reality of interstellar travel. Find us online at irg.space. I have been your host, Stephen Ewan Cobb. On behalf of all of us here at the Interstellar Research Group, I thank you.